In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today, on the first day of September, we celebrate the creation of the heavens and the earth. According to the tradition of the Old Testament, the earth was created in what we call the fall. And so the church year, the ecclesiastical year, the beginning of the liturgical cycles of the church, all over again, begins on September the 1st every year. It is the new church year. On September 1st, 1989, the late ecumenical patriarch Demetrius I sent the first message on the environment. 1989. And he established September 1st as the day of prayer for creation. Today, his Beatitude Metropolitan Tikhon has sent an encyclical letter. An encyclical letter is a letter that is circulated, that's what encyclical means, to every church. And this is an encyclical letter to every Orthodox church in America to begin the new year and our day of prayer for creation, beginning today, throughout the year. His Beatitude writes, in essence, this first day of the new year not only marks the renewal of a new liturgical cycle, but as a beginning, it draws our attention to the beginning of all and to God, who has no beginning. We pray for the preservation of the earth, the welfare of all of us who are part of it and inhabit it as the humble crown of creation. And we pray for God to grant us the wisdom and grace to exercise his dominion through us as his good and faithful stewards of the earth, freely given to us as the Lord's creation. It is easy to take creation for granted, to see the world around us as made up of dead objects and dumb beasts, either servants to our purposes or obstacles in our way. Indeed, in the beginning, God placed human beings at the head of creation, creating us to have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, as it says in the book of Genesis. In his image and likeness, we are to use this dominion that belongs to him through us, his stewards. We are to have our life on the earth and in the world in his image and likeness. Our dominion must be a dominion in his image and likeness. We have no dominion separate from God and the world that belongs to him, as we belong to him, as part of creation. And in his image and likeness, we are not to dominate nature, but to humbly commune with it. Metropolitan says, in a relationship of love, of care, and of stewardship. While Genesis shows that the world was created for the service of humanity, in the eloquent and divine-inspired words of the Psalms, we see the revelation of the ultimate and higher purpose of God's creation itself. All heavens, praise the Lord, praise him in the highest, praise the Lord from the earth. Monsters of the sea, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy winds fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts of the earth and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. All are part of the world of God's creation and meant to praise him. To offer up by their lives and their being praise to him. We fell, we separated ourselves from God's dominion. And some see this as our relationship to the earth, that it was given to us to dominate and bend to our will. Metropolitan Tikhon says, we are of creation. We are of creation. And ultimately, we ought to be of one mind and purpose, praising the Lord with and by all created things. While creation praises the Lord by its very essence, we offer our praise to the Lord through our stewardship of creation and created things themselves. Christ reveals this reality as himself. He did not come and dominate us. He did not come and dominate creation. He has dominion. He came into that dominion. He died in order to restore our participation in that dominion. If we might die to ourselves, leave off domination of others and creation, and enter into and participate in his divine human dominion, a dominion that he has restored to us as human beings. Christ revealed this reality as himself, ourself, our humanity, born, died, and arisen, that we might be reborn, recreated in thanksgiving as Eucharist. And so, says Metropolitan Tikhon, as we celebrate the beginning of a new Eucharistic year, I exhort you to bear in mind the beginning of the world and the world itself. Let us give thanks for the creation. Let us contemplate the great mystery of creation, which offers itself for nourishment and earthly life. And likewise, let us meditate on the culmination of creation, Jesus Christ our Lord, offering his very body and blood, his substance and life upon the cross for our life. And let us now rejoin the earth, wood and water, sky and stone, praising and worshiping the Lord, the giver and creator of life. May our Lord and Creator inspire us that we might heal our state of enmity with nature wrought by sin. Genesis 3:15-19. That we might strive for the preservation and renewal of the world, and that we might sing his praises upon the earth and all that is in it as good stewards of his creation. With paternal love and blessings, Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada. Metropolitan Tikhon's letter is posted on the bulletin board, word for word. I have taken his words and cast them into a sermon. But there is nothing here that departs from his message, as you can see if you read his full letter. In our time, we have made the earth into a beaten dog, finally to turn back on us. The one God made her master, and now she wounds us again and again, more and more viciously, as we have spent ages attempting to beat her into submission. And finally, we have achieved conquest of the earth. But the earth is a living thing created by God, not to be abused by us, but to be cared for by us. Our stewardship in God's dominion. We have no dominion upon the earth apart from God. That was not given to us. We must gently win the earth over again, or she in her power will tear us limb from limb. For now, only God's love of us both, the creation that he has made, and we that are meant to be the crowns and have dominion of creation. God loves us both, creation and the crown of creation, humanity. Only God's love for us both stands between us and the wrath of creation. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If we treat the world as a thing, it will respond. If we treat others as things, as objects, they will respond in wrath and anger. And it will be we who have initiated that response, not them. May we, beginning today at long last, learn the difference between the blessings of God's humble dominion that is our only power and that infernal curse, the spirit of domination. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.